Our heroes are eating breakfast at a cafe, along with their feathered friend. Zoe and Adam seem to be in high spirits despite recent events. However, Kai's eyes are completely bloodshot, and his head hangs so low, it looks as if it weighs as much as a car.
And here you are.
Ooh.
Enjoy yourselves.
Thank you.
So about that text I sent.
Yeah?
You're looking a little rough there, buddy. You feeling tired?
I didn't close the store until 6 in the morning. Again.
Are you mad at me?
No.
Okay, because you seem kind of mad.
I'm not.
Quit your squabbling. It's not important right now.
Okay, fine. Sirop, I was actually wondering if you knew what was going on.
I don't know. It sounds like you just had a bad dream.
But it unlocked my powers. I feel like it was real.
I had a dream that felt real, too. I saw this giant thing. I don't know how to explain. It was this big monster thing in space. But oh my god, it felt so real.
Wait, would you say it was something indescribable?
Yeah.
Like an ever-changing mass with no particular form?
Yeah!
Floating in an empty void at the center of the universe?
Yes! Oh my god, exactly!
Sorry, I have no idea what that is. Never heard of it.
They all glance at Sirop with suspicion.
Anyway, since it seems I'm the only one without powers, I'll need you guys to walk me through it.
Adam squeezes a lump of chocolate from his croissant.
Poopy diarrhea!
Can you not? I'm trying to eat here.
I'm sorry, Kai.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm also trying to eat. Oh, tell them about your sister.
Yeah. Turns out we aren't the only chosen ones. My sister showed up at my apartment and has the same powers we do. She was with an alien, just like Sirop.
She was also super hot. But I'm not going to admit that.
Also, the aliens are called normies.
Nori.
Yeah, that.
Your sister had the same powers? So the three of us aren't the only chosen ones?
No, I'd wager there are hundreds of chosen ones out there.
Wow. Kinda makes you feel insignificant when you think about it. There are hundreds of people out there with powers, and we barely even have ours.
Yeah, it kinda makes me feel like I'm falling behind. What if the other chosen ones are already super good?
Well, probably not. I bet they're just starting out too. They're probably losers that haven't even unlocked their powers yet.
Likely not. I got to Earth a bit later than most.
What? Why?
Well, I slept in for a couple of weeks. Oh well.
Oh well.
No, not oh well. You slept in for weeks?
Well, Nori sleep differently than humans do. That's just how we ball.
There's no time to waste. Zoe, I need to know how you unlocked your powers.
I thought I already told you. It was chicken tenders.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Then why are you avoiding eye contact?
I'm not.
Yes, you are. You still are.
I'm looking right at you.
You're staring at the ketchup bottle.
It's just interesting.
The ketchup's interesting.
Yes.
Fine. What about you, Adam?
Yeah, ketchup is pretty neat.
You know that's not what I meant.
Powers, right, yeah. I'm not entirely sure. I just remember feeling really freaked out. Like, really scared and freaked out, and then it just happened.
Oh, I think you're onto something. Maybe we just have to scare Kai.
Oh my god, yeah.
Guys, I don't think... What are you doing?
We're scaring you.
Ooh, spooky.
It's scary how dim you are.
Come on, man. You gotta lighten up a little.
We have to take this seriously.
That's the thing, though. We seem like we're super not taking this seriously, but secretly, we're taking it really incredibly serious.
I'm honestly more serious than I've ever been.
Hey, look, I know you're worried. I get it. But you don't have to be, because now me and Zoe have our powers.
Yeah, we got your back.
Just use us like a crutch. Just like how I have to use these crutches now.
Yeah, we got this. We'll carry you.
And also, since you're done eating, can you admit that my croissant looks like it's taking a big nasty dump when I squeeze it like this?
Can you admit that it's taking a huge dumpy?
Just for the record, will you confess that my croissant looks like it's taking a dirty, rotten, stinky shit? Doesn't it look like it's taking a dirty, rotten, gooey shit, Kai?
Shut up! Just shut the hell up! Both of you! You'll carry me! Really? That's rich! Coming from the morons that want to throw syrup in fryer grease!
They were just saying that to get a reaction out of you.
How'd you know that?
Oh yeah! Syrup can actually read minds!
Oh, can he now? Well, that would have been nice to know, Commander Syrup! You've been leaving information out from the start! What do you even command, huh? Because it isn't respect!
Chill out, Kai. People are staring at us.
And you too! Do you take anything seriously? I swear, you guys are sharing one last dying brain cell! Oh, great. And now, look, you made me spill my boba. That's just great. I love it!
Kai, where are you going?
I'll find my own way to unlock my powers. Clearly, you guys aren't going to be of any help.
I think he's mad.
In a random alleyway on the other side of town, Ashley is posing for a picture.
How do I look?
Would you describe it as mouth-watering?
The person holding up Ashley's phone is none other than Lawrence.
Yeah, you look all right, I guess.
All right? Are you freaking blind?
No, I actually have super good vision. Probably better than what should be humanly possible. I really feel like I was born with bird eyes.
What? You know what? I don't care. Just take the damn photo.
You got it. All right. I took a bunch just to be safe.
Let me see. What? These are all pictures of your forehead.
For real?
Oh my god, you had the camera facing the wrong way.
You want to try again?
Ugh, forget it.
Somebody new approaches with Major Marbogark perched on their shoulder.
Sup, Ezra.
You guys ready?
Yeah, let's get a move on.
You've all been such loyal servants. As a reward, I would like to invite you to my home for today's meeting.
Sweet. I feel like I earned this.
Shut up!
All right, stand back.
Marbogark flaps his wings, bobbing up and down a bit as they struggle to keep him afloat. Holding out his two front paws, he speaks the magic words.
Bippy tippy boppers!
A giant zipper appears in the air before them. Its teeth slowly unzip, revealing a portal to another realm. Amazed, the trio steps through as it seals shut behind them, arriving in the lavish throne room of a grand castle. The vast room bursts with color, featuring elaborately carved marble walls, adorned with gold leaf paneling and plush, luxurious rugs woven from fine silk. In the center of the room emerges a colossal throne, its red velvet cushions contrasting with the black marble base. And at its feet rests an expansive gold inlaid table with a set of matching chairs. A surreal sky of swirling violet and cerulean hues draped in stars cast a dreamy light through the soaring arches of the large open windows.
What'd you think? Bet you didn't know I had my own castle.
Whoa, now this is luxury.
For sure. I like the vibe.
Let's not waste time, you two.
Right. As you all know, our primary objective is to hinder Commander Syrup's progress as much as possible. That's our key to ensuring the universe's survival.
Let's hear a progress report. Lawrence, you go first.
Adam's foot got burned in fryer grease.
Good work.
I'm gonna apologize. I feel like it was partially my fault.
What? No! Don't apologize to the enemy!
What about you, Ashley? How was your visit with your sister?
Zoe won't be a problem anymore. Trust me. Even though she doesn't show any obvious signs, I know that I completely demoralized her. I bet it won't be long before she'll relinquish her powers.
You should have seen the looks on their faces. What a couple of losers. Fun fact, did you guys know that Syrup doesn't even have a castle?
I think I have an idea of how to accomplish our goal faster. Remember how I told you that I know Kai?
Yeah.
Well, I grew up with him. We're the same age, so naturally we played together a lot. There was this one time when we were 8 when my dad was teaching us how to swing golf clubs. We were just in the yard trying to hit balls, but we were using real metal clubs. My dad warned us not to swing too close to each other and, well, we were just kids and we weren't really paying attention. I didn't know Kai was behind me and accidentally swung my club back and hit him. Cracked his head wide open.
Ouch.
Yikes.
He had so much blood pouring from his head that it was coming down to his neck and shirt. I remember him sitting in the living room while my dad was calling an ambulance, and my mom was using a towel to wipe the blood from his face. I was freaked out and crying because I felt so guilty. He was crying too, but I don't think he was crying because he was scared, or because of the pain. I was probably the only one in that room who understood why. See, when we were learning how to golf, I was picking up on things rather quickly. Kai, on the other hand, was only hitting up clumps of dirt and grass. He was crying because he couldn't stand the thought of being bad at something, especially something that I had a knack for. But off to the hospital he went. Got 7 staples in the head.
Okay, that's a nice little story. But how does that tie into your plan?
Kai is the most competitive person I know. Always has been, always will be. We can use that to our advantage. Say, hypothetically, we challenge Kai and his friends to a musical competition. Losers relinquish their powers. I don't think he'd be able to refuse.
So like a battle of the bands?
Exactly.
You really think he'd still risk it if the stakes were so high?
Oh yeah, especially if the stakes were high.
But what if we lose? Then we would be the ones that have to give up our powers. That would be lame.
I learned how to swim before Kai. Learned how to ride a bike before him, got better grades. Never lost to him at any sport, not even at a video game. In all the time I've known Kai, I've never lost to him. Not once. I think we should do this. It's a quick and surefire way to get them out of the picture for good.
I'd have to agree. This plan sounds like the best course of action. We need to iron out some of the details, but you have my blessing.
Hell yeah! You can count me in! They don't stand a chance.
I'm in too.
Then we're in agreement. Good. We'll figure out the details and then pay our little friends a visit.